streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Today is January 18th, 2012. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. Our guest is Mr. Dwayne Ross, a.k.a. Sharp. He was born and raised in South Central Los Angeles, California. He grew up between Avalon and San Pedro Street on 120th. By the time he was 17, both of his parents were deceased. And he is a retired drug dealer, hustler, and former gang member. He says he's been in and out of the penitentiary most of his life, gang banging, smoking weed, drinking, putting it down with his life. His eyes were opened at a young age and exposed to that type of lifestyle. And he says that his life hasn't been easy, but it was the hand that was dealt to him. And he's going to share his life with us tonight and his story and the changes that he's made in his life. While we're waiting for him to call in, we're going to go over a few announcements and let me introduce my co-host, Boyd, to the show.
Just want to say hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show with Boyd and Lucinda. We thank you very much for always tuning in and being a listening ear to help spread the message. And we just want to say that tonight I spoke again with Mr. Corey Miller, a.k.a. C. Murder, True Records, and that's the baby brother of Master P. You know, he'll be a guest on the show, and we will definitely let you know the date and time that will take place. And also we want to send a shout-out to the whole family of True Records and the No Limit Records and all of, you know, C family and everybody. You know, Lil Romeo, you know what I mean, Master P, their moms, dad, sisters, brothers, the whole family. So, you know, we just send that shout out that way. And also we want everybody to log on to our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. You can order our clothesline. You can order either one of our books, Never Hit a Woman or The Streets Don't Love You Back. And if you would like us to come speak at your event, your church, your school, or what have you, just send us an email at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com. And also, me and the missus will be launching our online show live, Living in Color, very soon, you know, so you'll be able to interact with us live on our online TV show, The Streets Don't Love You Back TV. So we'll be definitely letting you know the dates and time, and our first launching of the first show will take place, and we'll be definitely looking for our viewers and more viewers to come on board to see exactly what we're doing live with the show. So it's going to be a great time. You don't want to miss it, and you'll be having a lot to learn and a lot of good information coming from the show as well. So stay tuned to that, and I'll pass it back over to the mission.
That's right. We have a lot of things upcoming here for 2012 as well with our speaking tour and book signing tour. February 22nd, we'll be in Detroit, Michigan. We've partnered with United Communities of America, and every month they have a citywide Day of Peace and Healing rally. And Rob is scheduled to be a guest speaker at that event in February. And the United Communities of America exists for the purpose of unifying American citizens toward the goal of making America safer. Their focus is crime reduction by implementing new and existing results-oriented community programs, local law enforcement, and anti-crime organizations. The founder and pastor is Odela Andreas of the Christ Temple Apostolic Church. And she also has one upcoming here, January 22nd, that they're having a Thou Shalt Not Kill rally, and they have, I think, 20-something different funeral homes that are having hearse, and they're having this big, what do you call it, Floyd?
Just a
parade.
A peace rally.
A peace rally, I mean, but to make a statement,
yes, a
they're having
it's a day of
there
learning.
You go. There you go.
And time to wake up and learn some sense. That's the bottom line of what the hearse
that's
is.
That's right.
I mean, yeah, it's
just
to
kind of open everybody's hearse. Eyes because those hearse are pretty darn busy. And then March 24th, we'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be down there for the Word on the Street, second annual literary festival, and we'll be selling both of our books down there, as well as speaking at a couple of schools while we're there. And a big shout-out to Lisa for setting all that up down in the ATL. And we do have our guest on the show. We are going to bring him on. Mr. Duane, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the Shall We Back Radio Show.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
We're glad to have you.
We want to just break it down to the audience. We want you to, we're going to turn the mic over to you for you to formally introduce yourself to the viewers and give them a brief background about you, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay. Well, my name is Duane Ross. And I've been through a lot of things in life, and I had a lot of past experiences, you know, with the young youth, and you know, just going through a lot of different things. And I feel that I would be a part of helping the community change what's going on now because of what I've been through, you know. And the young youth need to know that everything that you do in life. Some things are ups and downs, but then you got to know that it's a better side to it, you know, when you go through things. That's just, you know, how I feel about it. You know, I'm from California.
That's right. You know, we did a little introduction before you came on, and we kind of told him your history. Retired drug dealer, hustler, former gang member. A little bit about what you did, that you grew up in South Central Los Angeles, and that you've been in and out of the penitentiary. So why don't you go back to the beginning as a child and let us know a little bit about what your childhood was like, if you had both parents, and I know that they're deceased now, but, you know, who you had in your life when you were young growing up in South Central Los Angeles and kind of what you went through and what you learned out there in the streets.
Well, you know, growing up in South Central L.A., you know, I lost my mom when I was 11. I lost my father when I was 17. And at the time, you know, I had my siblings, to look up to. But, you know, everybody was going through their own little problems. So it was like everybody couldn't reach out at the time to help. You know, I was the last kid out of four brothers, four sisters. And I took to the streets, and I was just, you know, living a gang-banging life, and that's the road that I had to look forward to because that's what I knew at that time. That's all I knew, you know, because when you got other people, you know, your family that's going through it and they can't help themselves and they can't help you, so you turn to the streets and then, you know, I had a lot of people influence me to do this and do that, but, you know, I went to the pen. I did 14 years on and off. You know what I mean? I sold drugs. You know, I was caught up in a whole bunch of lot of different things, robberies, jackings, all kind of stuff. I even been robbed before in my life. So, you know, I've been through, you know, both sides and been shot 2 times on the same side of my heart. You know what I mean? I'm still breathing. I thank God for that. You know, and I've been stabbed. You know, I've been in fights. I've been through a whole lot, but my thing is now, I look at it and say I was a blessed person to go through everything, car accidents, high-speed chases, you know what I mean, hitting 5-part cars and still living through that. It's a whole thing of so many trials and tribulations that you go through in life, and then when you make that full circle what I have in my life, it makes me look back and say, hey, I wouldn't want nobody to do none of that. You know, I wouldn't want nobody to go through what I went through. But, you know, when you got things that's going on now, some people just still don't understand it. So I'm just trying to make a difference, and I hope somebody out there hear what I'm saying, you know, because it'll help them align.
Now, were your mom and dad involved with gangs and drugs?
Oh, no. No, they were not.
Okay.
They are very good
people. What
about
your brothers and sisters?
No, I'm the only one out of eight. Out of eight kids, I'm the only one. And it's just, you know, I guess when they passed away, I just felt like, you know, it wasn't nothing left for me because I was very rebellious, bad behavior. You know, I didn't want to listen. You know, you couldn't tell me anything. I knew everything, you know, and it was, you know, that was wrong. But at the time when you were a child, when you're growing up and you're going through things like that, you don't understand. You just, you're anger. You know, you're full of, you know, I want to blame everybody for that. But when I grew up to be a man, now that I know that you can't blame God. This is the way the world works. You know, but one thing I live by now and I preach every day is that, you know, you live by the gun, you die by it. And I am thankful to be alive, you know.
And when your mom passed away, you were 11 and obviously the baby. Did you just kind of feel, I mean, usually the baby gets protected and spoiled and everybody takes care and looks after the baby. Did you kind of feel like out of place and lost? Did that not happen with your siblings?
Yes, I did. I felt like I kind of lost touch because I was so hurt that my parents, you know, I was actually blaming God at the time. I'm only 11 years old. I ain't knowing no better.
You didn't know better, right?
Huh?
Yeah, I said you didn't know better at 11.
Right, so I was blaming him for the mistakes, but as I got older, I realized that that's just the way the world works. So I had to grow up to learn from that. And it was a struggle, but, you know, I just think about it now and say, you know, if I could help one person and let them know that, you know, the road I've been down, you may not have the same road, it may be tough, but you still can fight through it and make it. I made it. I've been shot 2 times on the same side of my heart. And the doctor told me, Martin Luther King, that you wouldn't have made it if I wouldn't have had the muscles that I had. You know, it's just a blessing. My life experience is just something that a lot of people got going on.
Well, you definitely have a strong testimony, and you can definitely, you know, by sharing your story and what you've been through, you know, there's got to be a lot of kids out there that you can help, for sure, you know, because there are a lot of kids out there that want to listen and that need encouragement and want that from the older guys, you know?
Yes, I really do. And I hope that I can help any kind of way that I can because I want to be a positive person and leave the negative behind because it's about a positive change in life right now because, you know, with the economy and the way poverty is, we don't have nothing. If they don't have nothing to stand on, they're gonna fall down quick. They need something in this community, in each community, to keep them going. Because without that, then they don't have nothing. So I look at it like that too. It really starts. It starts back in the inner cities with the community, with the parents, with the people that, you know, care about how we do things in our community. If we don't have no kind of structure in our community where we can look out for one another, even on a little bitty basis, it starts little, but then it grows and it spreads like wildfire until it becomes big. And we need that. If we don't have that, then it'll never be anything. Because gangs are always going to grow. And you gotta get the ones you can while you can, and also
when you can.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you still on there, my brother?
I was just going out for a second. So when you were, how old were you when you started gangbanging and selling drugs?
I was probably about 11 and a half when I started selling drugs. 12. Started gangbanging about the same time. Well, I was actually gangbanging. Well, we didn't know it was going to be a gang because we was all hanging out skateboarding, riding bikes and, you know, stuff like that. And then, you know, we seen our older homeboys, you know, riding around in nice fancy cars, having money and stuff like that. And then the next thing you know, well, you looked up, we was doing what they were doing. It was just like a trend. Like you just fall right in with that. I mean, you grow up around it, you see it, it's right there. You know, hey, it's here for you. You know, but if we can reverse that and tell the kids, hey, we got the community for you. You got these books you can read. Hey, we got this workout program over here for you. You know, we got some over here to keep you straight. If we can reverse that from just how the cycle go in the ghetto to where it say, hey, man, we got these drugs over here for you. Hey, we got these prostitutes. We got this. We got that. If we can reverse that, say, hey, I got this for you. Come over here to the library. Come over here to the youth center, you know. Come over here and do this. If we can put that out there like that, it would make a big difference. It's the same thing. They selling stuff, we selling stuff. We selling positivity.
Amen. Amen, brother. You know, hey, so I want you to get our viewers, a bit of history as far as some examples that you had to go through and overcome that hurdle. You know, give them a few examples of what you had to go through to overcome some of your hurdles.
Well, the first thing I can say is I'm gonna give praise to God first, because without Him, none of this would even been possible. You know, I had some older guys in my life, man, that I met down the line, man, that, you know, that believed in me and knew that I could be more than what I was at the time, and always told me, man, just stay strong and focused because you're gonna make it through this. At the time, I was, you know, really off the chain. You know, and then the guys told me, said, man, you need to just think about what you're going to do. You know, this is what really made me realize, man, when I did that last time in the penitentiary, man, I looked at them walls, I looked at that little mirror, I said, I can't do this no more. I said, this ain't for me. I said, you know what? I said, I got to change my life right now. I said, if I don't, I got 2 strikes already. California gonna give me one more strike. And they already told me. They said, if you don't get it together, you'll be sitting here for the rest of your life. That was my wake-up call. That was the biggest thing that really made me understand that it could be no more negativity in my life, because I had a lot of homeboys that was around me that had life, and they was telling me, you know, man, don't come back in here. They gave me a lot of good advice. It really did, man, because I feel like their hurt and their pain, they bled it out through me because they knew I was going home. And they said, man, whatever you do, man, don't come back in here. This ain't about nothing. And then it woke me up. And then I realized and recognized for my own self as a man and said, you know what, hey, everything gets old. I got to change. So that's what really was my experience change, man. When I realized that, that's what really made me change, because I have been going back so many times and I wasn't getting the message. You know how you bump your head against the wall 1,000 times, bump your head. Well, that time right there, when I bumped my head and bounced back off, it made me realize everything in front of me that I needed to do to stay away from the situation that I was in and to change my life and want to do something better, to be a better person, help others. So that's what really made me really change, and that's the honest truth.
How old are you now, Dwayne?
Excuse me?
How old are you?
Well, I'm 41 now.
41. Yeah, you definitely don't want to spend the rest of your life behind those gates. you know, can you talk a little bit about, you know, to the kids? Because they, some of them think that it's really cool to be, you know, they look forward to going, you know, to prison, and so they can say, I've been there, done that. But can you, you know, talk a little bit to the youth about what it's really like behind those gates?
One thing about being behind them gates and them concrete bars and steel, it's horrible. It's not nothing that you really would want to do. It's all a bad dream. It's a nightmare, and it's something that I would wish on nobody, because I'm gonna tell you, the guards treat you like crap. I mean, and the inmates, everything in there is bad. It's all bad. And if you think for 1 minute that you can go in there and you're going to make it through there, a lot of people don't make it. They become homosexuals. They are dope fiends. I mean, it's terrible in there. It's a lot of drugs in there, too. It's not good. You don't have work programs or anything like that. You don't have nothing to help you to say, I want to they say it's a rehabilitation, but it's really not. They're not going to rehabilitate nothing. You're going to have to do that for yourself, mentally, physically, and spiritually yourself. And that's not somewhere you would want to be when you can be on the street and be free and have your family and your kids and your loved ones and be able to go to church or go to the store or go in your own refrigerator when you want to. When you're in prison or in jail, you do what you're told, and you do it the way they say do it. And you, if they say take off all your clothes in front of everybody, that's what you're going to do. It's a humiliation. It's really for nobody. It's sad. But when you got poverty and you got the ghettos and you got everything going on, with nowhere for the young youth to turn, then nothing but crime blinks in their eyes and in their mind. That's the only thing they have. And when their family's been on dope, you know, so a lot of kids and a lot of people are forced to go to prison for reasons that it's not even their fault, but it's the way that they grew up and the things that they had to go through. But when you get there and you go through that, if you don't understand, hey, I got to make a better life for myself, then you will be a person that will always be incarcerated, and it's not good. It's unhealthy. It's unsafe. Health-wise, mentally-wise, physically-wise, it's not good to go to prison. It's best to stay free and stay strong. And the young youth, I hope they hear me out there, because the prison system, it ain't nowhere you want to be. It ain't cool. It ain't fly. It ain't tough. It's nothing. It's nothing but somebody telling you what to do and how to do it. If you can't listen to your parents, then you need to listen to the jail system. But I feel that a child or a person go through something like that, they would want to listen to their parents first before they listen to the people in departments of correction. The prison okay. system is horrible, and I would want nobody to go there, not even nobody.
My man,
dude, it's
got
to be tough to try to do all that
too.
On your own. Go ahead, boy.
I didn't hear you.
No, I was just saying, I'm glad that he said it straight like that, because everything you just told him, that's what I tell him, the same thing. You know what I mean? Don't think you're finna go in there and stick your chest out, because, you know, it's 100 killers in there. You know what I mean? You ain't the only killer. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So don't think you're the only guy, you know what I mean, that's thinking like that. You know, like you just said, it's unsafe. The cat might wake up, get a Dear John letter, woman done left, and he ready to kill everybody in the gate. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's a definitely misunderstanding in the walls.
Yeah, I know. One time I was in there, man, when the 3-strike law came out in California, when it first came out, man, this white guy, man, he couldn't take it. He had did a little robbery, and we had day room, man. I'll never forget this day, man. It was in 80-something, man. That dude jumped over the first tier, the second tier. I never seen that in my life. Man, he hit the concrete table and split his head open like a watermelon, man. It was horrible. All behind, he had,
wow.
And he was, but you know what? He didn't realize that he was going to get his strike reduced and he was going to be going home. He thought he was going to get life. And he panicked.
He was scared.
So I just say to the young, if you need to think about crime before you do it. Think about the consequences that come behind what you do. If you don't think about the steps that you take before you take it, then it's a consequence. Everything, for every action, there's a reaction.
Right.
And I just want the young people to hear me.
Yeah, go ahead, Barry.
I was just going to say that's so true. You know, everything you do has a consequence. And, you know, if you're not making the right decisions, you're not going to get very good consequences.
Yes, I totally agree. And that's another thing. I'm going to make me a sign up.
Yeah, so did you got your book coming out soon?
Well, I'm still working on it. I'm in the process of getting it together. And, you know, I do music, too, so I'm working on that, too. I'm trying to work on my book. I'm still in the process of getting it done. It should be here.
Can you let the viewers go ahead?
I was going to say, in your process of coming back into society, I know it's hard, but on your journey, you know, in your transformation, what have you learned as far as where you need to be, who you need to be hanging around with, and things like that in order to change your life?
Well, the first thing, what I do is, my thing is, I like to hang around people that's like me. If you got a job, if you a family man, if you doing the right things in life, then them type of people that I hang around with, because they say the company you keep is who you are, you know.
Amen.
And if you hanging around people, if you a good person, let me put it like that, if you a good person, you hang around people that's not what you are, then either you're going to turn like them or they going to turn like you. But 9 out of 10, if it's more people negative than you and you're positive, you're going to turn like them. So you hang around the people you are. If I'm positive, then the people I need to be around. The things that I'm doing is the things that the other people that I'm hanging around are doing.
Right, you need to hang around the kind of people that you want to be like. So you want to hang around positive people, people that, you know, have money, people that know how to, you know, take care of things.
And be positive and be a part of the community and help out and give back when they can. Even if it calls doing a free food drive just to help the community out, going down, doing something, and being a part of something that's positive to give back, you know. And my thing is, for every negative thing I've been through, I try to do something every day positive to defeat that negative that I had long ago. So I'm still trying to build on something better than what I was yesterday or a year ago. You know, I'm still on that page now, striving to be better every day. And I want the young youth to know that no matter what you go through, your ups and downs, you're going to hit the bottom. You're going to hit the top. You're going to hit the middle. Still stand strong no matter what, because they say when you go to the top, you can always come back down to the bottom. So always remember, when you're climbing up, going through struggles and trials and tribulations, that even when you get to your mountaintop, you still can be pulled back down. So know where you came from and understand the trials and the tribulations that you have been through to make you better, to stand whole and still to where you at.
Right, and each new day you wake up is a new opportunity for you to change your life. You know, if you make a mistake one day, you know, tomorrow's a new day. Let's do it over again, and let's do it right. So we have always opportunities. You can always, always change it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we have a few callers on the line, Dwayne. We're going to go ahead and take a few callers, and I believe we have Lonzel on tonight. We're going to see if he's here. Lonzel, are you there?
Lonzel is here.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for welcoming me.
Good to hear from you. It's been a while since I've talked to you. I know Boyd's talked to you.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
What's up, my brother? Glad to have you here.
Man, it's always good to be here, man, supporting the movement, brother. Always good to be here.
My man. So I tell people, Alonzo, what's happening with you. You know, I want you to have a few minutes to tell the people about your new movement that you're working with there in Cincinnati.
You know, right now, man, I'm so blessed, man, to be involved with brothers like yourself and having an opportunity to give back to these young individuals here in the community. I've with my wife Lanita, we started our own organization with is MoHills, Mo helping individuals learn life skills. And we're, you know, just trying to be the positive role model as yourself and giving back to keep these kids off the streets, give them opportunities to do other things in a positive manner, opposed to out here ripping, running, killing, stealing, and, you know, being able to be positive role models for other individuals so we can do things. And listening to the show today, with my brother-in-law, actually, who's been through some bunch of trials, been through the system, and as you and I, Boyd, always talk, man, trying to, you know, make a better way is just a blessing in the sense that they're able to have individuals listening and out there and hopefully grasp some individuals and bring them to the right side.
Amen.
That's
so
right.
We definitely appreciate that too as well, you know. And just want to say we got give big shout-outs to your family and team as well, Alonzo. And we appreciate everything you're doing there in Cincinnati as well, is giving back. And you and your missus and your team is out there, you know what I mean, trying to be a true example for what it is to be righteous and do the right thing in the community. So we give big shout-outs to your management.
Big shout out.
Right. And Lonzel, can you share with us here for a couple minutes, since we're talking about choices tonight, the choice that you made early on in life that I mean could have messed up your life for your whole life, but you made the right decisions and what you did. And
you know, the thing is that I'm a firm believer of, my wife always tell you that I say, judge not, ye be not judged, which is, you know, biblical, because we've all been one decision away from that penitentiary, that bullet, that knife, mm-hmm. or whatever it is, because we've all been, as young kids, in that situation where you faced and you've just escaped, and or you have not been, for lack of better terms, you have been caught in that situation. And there's lots of individuals who've been on that path of making that one decision of should I or should I not. You know, I know I've been on the side of the wrong decision, which I did, but did not get caught up in. You know, so there's not a place to judge individuals who've been caught up in that situation, but understand that you can help them in a manner of, you know, this is not something we need to do. And I really commend Dwayne in talking about the things that he's been done, the situations that he's been involved in, because someone out there can take that and be grasp it to be positive, say this is a change and this is where I really do not want to go.
Definitely. You know, people out there that are in those situations can say, well, you know, if he changed, I can change. You know, and
right.
And most of the kids out there really do want to do something good and positive, but they did get caught up, and some of them just don't know how to get out of it. and they don't have anybody to tell them or encourage them, you know, hey, guys, you know, you can be this and you can be that and you can be good at it. You know, look what you're doing. You're good at this. You're good at that. So let's put it to positive use. But a lot of them don't ever hear that.
Right. And there's the thing that there's, you know, when you're in a situation, you know, and there's a lot of people who would, you know, are quick to judge, but they do not know the situation that those individuals are in, or it would have never, you know, been as strong as those individuals. You know, the Lord will not put you in a situation where you really can't handle. And when they're in those situations, you know, looking from the outside in, you have no idea what's really going on. And I've been on both sides. So there's you got to be really non-judgmental on what individuals are doing. Be able to, if you want to help, you know, you can do so, or just be that support system. And, you know, and the things that you all are doing with the radio show, with the television production, with helping these individuals is phenomenal.
Amen to that.
We hope to reach out there and you know, that's our goal, just to try to reach as many of the youth as we can and help them to realize that they are important and they are, you know, meant for greatness, and that they can change their lives and be something great. Hello?
Yes. And that is exactly, you know, what our young individuals need to know by promoting this and getting in their heads, because a lot of them don't hear that positive. And speaking to a few colleagues, you know, and you talk about family. You know, we have a great family on my side, but they also are going to have family on that other side, because they're a lot of times are a bigger support than what we do on the positive side. And what we want to do, and the reason that I appreciate you all so much and the things that my Brother Boyd is doing, is because you're reaching out and supporting and giving a hand on the positive note, because we know on that other side they have that same support system, and a lot of times even more so, but it's on a negative aspect, and they, you know, and that's what they grasp onto, and that's what we want to avoid.
Right.
That's what I was saying earlier.
And do you still have your youth center there in Cincinnati?
Say that one more time for me, please.
Do you still have your youth center there in Cincinnati?
It's not a youth center. I don't have a youth center. I just form an organization, which is Mo Hills Incorporated. Mo, which is my name, Hills, my last name, which is helping individuals learn life skills. And my wife and I, co-founders of the organization, we have an AAU track club that is promoting nothing but positive interaction, positive families, positive people. And we are, you know, trying to give those youth a positive aspect of life, and it'll go off into other aspects as well. So,
right. Well, we appreciate you guys for all that you do too.
Yes, and it's what my motto is through team. Team is TEAM. Teaching, educating, and motivating them to a positive way of life.
Right. Well, that's awesome. Dwayne, do you have anything to say to Lonzel or vice versa?
How you doing, bro?
Hello. You know, brother, I really appreciate you, man, sharing your story. There's some positive things about it, and I look forward to your book coming out. Man, you're going to do some great things. Brother Boyd here, man, is a tremendous aspect positive individual who's been through some things, man, and given a positive way of life. Streets don't love you back, because we know that is 100% true. And I'm just glad you guys are able to connect and, you know, share a story and all and all the positive come out of it. And,
man,
there's nothing, you know, when there's power in numbers, man. And if we can all make it happen, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
That's what I love, man. And we say that all the time, you know, there's power in numbers, there's power in voices, you know. As long as we on one accord and the voices is ringing, they can't help but to hear the bell chiming. And that's the bottom line. You can't ignore that chime because it's steady, here
man.
I am, you know. Yeah,
that's right.
All day long. So we love that, man. And we just thanking God for bringing all us together. And, you know, when he put it together, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? And what I want to do, I want to just go to a commercial right quick and play a song in a commercial. And we're going to come right back with my man, Dwayne. Everybody hold tight.
Well, let me find the song here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is BOYD and Struggles coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Eyck and Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys in Cincy that's always kept it real. And to you clear haters, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further. Look like brother, what you thought? Boy, Rick is knocking you out like Robert Tussin does it go. Made you pull up with this northern exposure. Smoking Doja, and I'm coming on the real. Yes, the real, I thought I told you. And I'm keeping it to your bedroom just like HIV. Stand away from all them player hating people with degrees. It's time to come up. Why do you bet not, brother? Because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus. Struggle's here to let you know this. That you never ever be a part of the dope. Who put your faith in the spot? Who cooled it off when it was hot? Who made it live when it was? Now you can't even speak it. It's time to nut check. Time for respect. Time to break neck. You wanted out the family. Now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls. It wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool? Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. You played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute. You played yourself. Because you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself. You tried to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So how's your health? Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game. Cause everything you do bad gonna come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain. About to shake the ground for all you backstabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hint from my partner.
Stick it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm biggity black up in you too. That's it, you like my chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides. Not how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute. You played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict Arnold backstabbing brother behind my back. But in my face, you be like Struggle, yo, where the party at? I be like push on, get on, get out my face, partner. Cause ain't no love lost, and ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me, took food from my face. But you have been acting kinda shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb, fly away like a bird. Partner, you need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, Imano, we would've squashed it at the gate. But you chose to segregate, play a hate, get it straight. Partner, you played yourself.
No, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
You played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggle in our beat. Your negativity be struggling against my surface. Cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Answering all your questions like my name was Pat Sajak. Jesus had 12 disciples and one wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should to mess with you, so I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers, sick as flu with those. Known to turn your body black and blue, I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on, see if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone or wrong cheat. It ain't no me and us, it ain't no he and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pull a trigger for, you a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand nigga, roll. You play
played yourself. No, 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 I said you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. My partner, you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them. But don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no. Why did you test me in this game, girl? I told you don't ever tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should've kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should've understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time. When you don't think I see you, I see you. Our boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on. Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on. Two.
And I don't think you should ever did what you did.
You played. And it's on the radio.
Sometimes I know you had nightmares waking up sweating and things. When it coming in. When it
comes. And welcome back to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. Boyd, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely right here. Welcome back. You know, we just want to shoot the mic back over to my man Dwayne, and let you finish spreading that good message to the people, and break down a few more positive situations you would like to share with the youth and the adults as well.
Well, one thing I want to share with everybody is that, man, right now, when you grow up and you do crime, you don't look at your record, and then when you become grown, you can't get no good job. I mean, you can't get, it's a lot of things you can't do once you get a criminal record. So for the young youth, as I'm telling them, and I'm preaching out to them, is try not to get in no trouble. Try not to do the wrong things, because later on you have to answer for that, and you will pay for that, because that's just like me. I got all this stuff on my jacket now. Man, I wish I could work for the city. I would love to go to work and be, on that page, but by my record being the way it is, they're not going to hire me. They're not going to trust me, and it's not nothing they did. It's something that I did, so I have to hold myself accountable for my mistakes. So I'm telling the young youth and the adults, when you go through things, make sure you understand that if it's not right, in the end, it's not going to pay off. And I just want people to understand that, because right now, without a good background record, you could. It's a lot of things you won't be able to do that you want to do. Not saying you cannot do them, but it's a longer, you got to jump through more hurdles and go through more obstacles. So I'm just saying, be careful what you do and think about the things you do. And while you taking them steps, make sure they're the correct steps that you want to take, and always understand right from wrong and be honest with yourself. Know if somebody putting you under peer pressure that you don't want to do something, don't do it. And that's what I have to say about that, because that's the truth.
Yeah. Got to be honest with yourself, look yourself in the mirror and speak the truth.
Yeah, that's all true. Like I said,
We do have some more callers, and we're gonna get to them here in just a minute. I want to take another call with the last four digits, 5043. Caller, you're on the air.
6786-7273. You can call in and listen to it.
Hello? You're on the air. Last four digits, 5043.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, hold on, Laura. This is Michael Clark. I'm actually Lonzo Hill's son, and Dwayne's actually my uncle. And I just wanted to say that I'm really proud of him. I'm really proud of Dwayne for doing this. I caught on mid show. I think.
Okay.
And I just want to let you know I love you, Dwayne. And, I really like the things that you're doing. you know, hearing some of these stories and seeing, you know, how you've changed when, you know, when I go down to visit you in Arkansas, man, it's just, you know, a wonderful thing. So, God bless you, man, and I really do appreciate you.
Thank you, man. You got your crying over here, man.
Aww.
Thank you. I love you, man.
That's great support, you know.
Yeah, that's a good look. We really appreciate that.
Thank you. All.
Well, Michael, hang in with us for the rest of the show. And let's see. Yeah, I guess there's not another caller. There was. Okay. Thank you for calling in. Do you have anything
no
else
problem.
To say to Dwayne before you go?
Oh, no, man. Just keep doing what you're doing, Dwayne.
All right. Will do, man.
Thank you. All right.
Peace out.
Thank you very much. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, we do have the other caller here, and that phone number, the last four digits would be 5070. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lanita, and Lonzo's my husband, and Michael's my son, and Dwayne is my brother-in-law. And I've been listening to the show for quite some time, not just today, but ever since my father-in-law, J.D. Hill, and Lonzo have been involved with Boyd, with this movement and supporting it. And Michael called in on his own, and one of the things that I've always taught my sons is to always be able to learn from those who are around you. And the last time that we saw Dwayne, which was in November, we had a really, really good visit with him. And I just want people to know that a lot of times when people come on TV or the radio, sometimes people receive it that they just say things to make it sound good, but he actually is living it, and he's a really good example for my nephews, and he really strives to do all the things that he shared with you all, and I've always commended him for sharing and opening up to us, and now he's sharing this with other, not just adults, but youth that I'm hoping are listening, that listen to the show quite regularly, listen to some of the radio spots that Boyd may have and or read the book or have read the book. So I think that working with youth and some of the youth most recently that I've worked with in foster care and homeless youth, I think they can benefit from this. And I just want you all to know that what he is speaking to you is what he is living. And I'm very pleased to have been able to participate in listening and also to be able to speak to his words for everyone who is out there listening.
Thank you.
All right, we appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dwayne, do you have anything else to say? Huh?
I'll just tell her my sis, I love her. Thank you so much.
Love you too.
Thank you, Juanita.
You're
welcome.
So anything else to express to these youths out here, D?
Well, man, the main thing is, man, is just follow your dreams and your goals and stay focused on that and don't let nothing tear you down from that. You know, just try to make it through day by day because every day is going to be a challenge. Every day is going to be a chance, you know, to do
amen.
Something better or negative. It's how you perceive it, how you take it. We put our pants on one leg at a time, so.
My man.
That's right.
So we just thank you. And I just want to give a shout-out to everybody out there listening. God bless. You know, peace to my loved ones. Ain't here no more. My homeboy stranded on level 4. They'll never see it no more. You know, I got a lot of guys back there, man. I got a lot of people that I down the lines I learned from. A lot of people that told me a lot of different things. And some people are in situations that they don't even belong in, but sometimes we put them shoes on the wrong way and it come out wrong. So,
yeah, you got to put them on the right feet, right, and left feet, left. That's real talk. Because you can damn so get it twisted. Feel me?
That's right, boy.
And don't do that, because it's a misunderstanding the runway. You will fall, because you got on mismatched shoes, first of all.
Yeah, that's all correct.
Yeah, you still on here, Alonzo?
I have him on hold here. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me bring him back.
Yeah.
Lonzelli, are you there now?
Yeah, I'm definitely here.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, man, I just wanted to tell you before we get off the air, you know, we appreciate you even bringing D to the table for the interview, you know what I mean? So we want to definitely respect you and give you a big shout-out on that. And, you know, we definitely look forward to doing a lot of great things with your organization, with your man D, and we all on the same chapter, and that's helping and giving back to the youth and others that's willing to learn, that's willing to change, that's willing to grow. So at the end of the day, that's what all them categories is about. If you're willing to stay stagnated, you are definitely on the wrong team. You're sitting definitely at the wrong table. So you have to detect what table you're trying to sit at. And that's the table that's riding, or you're sitting at that table that everybody's talking and nobody's moving or doing. So you got a choice. And we always got that in America. So we just wanted to throw that out there to the American people.
And I ride right along with you. I'm going to sit at that right table with the right people. So when it's time to make that move, take it too.
Right. Because, hey, you ain't just trying to sit at the table where you tell me you know somebody and you look, both of y'all looking at each other and we can't help each other do nothing, you know, because nobody's educated to do that. So we have to stick around people that can educate us, move us forward. Then you can help someone else move forward and get educated, because you have to learn first to learn how to educate yourself, then others. So we definitely got to stay sitting at the right table.
I totally agree. I just want to say thank y'all, man, for having me on. I love you, Lonzo, man. Love the family. Thank y'all, man. And only thing I can say, boys, and the young lady on there, is bigger and better things to come. And y'all keep doing what y'all doing, because it's all going to work out. It's all positive.
Amen, brother.
So it's the right way to go.
Appreciate that.
I'm just glad.
Who, me? This babe? Yeah. You know, I want to give a shout-out to my niece, Mary. You know, I think she's listening tonight. And also for my nephew, Joey, who has had a struggle out in the streets using drugs and selling drugs. And we want to lift him up to God tonight and ask God to bring him home and watch over him and keep him safe, because we know his next time will be many years in the, you know, behind the gates as well. So, you know, and we just like to, you know, ask God to watch over all of the youth these days and help you know, them to find the creativity and the positivity that he has for them. And, you know, and just, you know, we're glad, Dwayne, that you're back with us, and just, you know, we lift you up and look to see you do great things as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I send it back ditto. And I thank y'all
Join our movement website, and you can put your information up there. And then, you know, when you're finished with your book, we'll help you get the word out on that too.
Okay.
Or your music or whatever you're doing.
Okay. That's a blessing.
Definitely. Our website is here for networking and to, you know, we want people to be, you know, get on the website and put their videos and put their blogs and put their information and you know, and that's what it's meant for. We have a lot of resources on there, you know, dealing with drugs, gangs, alcohol, abuse, violence. You know, we have, you know, anybody can get and put on videos and, you know, their own information about what they're doing. And then we want to be able to network and work together with people that are on our movement, you know, to continue the work that we're doing.
Well,
so,
I want to be part of y'all movement.
Well, you're in.
Okay, Ms. Boyd.
Okay, Boyd, back to you for a minute.
Boyd?
Boyd.
Oh, y'all there?
Boyd. Yeah.
All right, yeah, I'm back in a sec. Yeah, before I get off the line, I want to give a big shout out to my homeboy, Mr. George Monterano. Mr. George has been serving 28 years in federal prison, and Mr. George will be home soon. You know, I would like to give a big shout out to Mr. George's cousin, Mr. Steve Monterano, who's got the, you know, the cooking things in Miami, Florida, and Las Vegas, and New York with the Yo Cuz. You feel me? He'll be a guest here at the show on the 25th of this month. So we want everybody to tune in to hear my man Yo Cuz in the house. You dig? And we'll be talking with him about how he grew up in Philly in a crime family, you know, and turned out to not go with the crime family. He branched out and did his own thing and became successful at what he's doing with his chef and different avenues he's doing. So stay tuned. And also I'd like to give a big shout-out to my homeboy, Mr. C. Miller, a.k.a. C. Murder, Master P. Baby Brother. He hollered at me tonight on the phone. He'll also be a guest here at the show coming soon as well. So we'd like to give a big shout-out to the whole Miller family, Master P, Lil Romeo, they moms, sisters, and brothers, the whole crew, you know. We give a shout-out to the whole Streets Don't Love You Back team that's on lockdown in Fed and State Joint. The newsletter goes to 50 different prisons across the country, so we give a big shout-out to all the soldiers behind the walls and all the soldiers who ride with us in different states in the street work, doing that God's work, walking among the people. So much love to everybody. And I pass the mic back.
And for all of those in the Detroit area, we still have a cash reward out for the any information on for the arrest and conviction of the murder of Ross's brother. He was murdered October 30th in a drive-by shooting. He's an innocent bystander. And so we're on a crusade to find the murderer of his brother and send him to where he belongs.
Amen.
All right. Amen.
So with that being said, indeed, any last announcements from Lonzo or Dwayne, and we'll close it out.
All I want to do is say peace to my loved ones. I ain't here no more. And my homies stranded on level 4 that I never see the brick no more. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, man, stay strong and keep pushing the positive to everybody out there. You know, ain't nothing going to be easy in this world, but you got to fight for whatever you want. And that's just how it is. We have to do it and take our bumps and bruises good. Amen. With the bad.
Amen.
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 That's right.
So with that being said and did, we ask everybody to don't forget to definitely log on to the streetsonloveyoubackmean.com. If you have not become a member, please join the site and spread the message, not only to help self, but to also help others as well. So we'll leave you with that, and let's just close it out.
Yeah, and again, we just want to thank everybody for calling in and all those who are listening. We want you to join us next Wednesday night. Like you said, our guest is Mr. Steve Martirano. And we would just like you to have a great week. And as we go out, we're going to play the Streets Don't Love You Back remix. Have a great week. And remember, the streets don't love you back.
What's up, what's up? This RB checking in, but the streets don't love you back. The movement is on, baby. Letting you know, me and LD, talking about that thug / drug life. Let me tell you a little lesson, players. In these streets, baby, they'll never love you back. Trust that.
In this street, no one can touch you. In this street, love.
Everybody's out here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life, and stop destroying the community and stop destroying yourself, baby. But when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my team done got 400 million before, baby. 100 million, baby. Now they sitting on death row, baby. That's where you want to be, player. Because the drug game is washed up. The thug game is washed up, baby. They put it in our communities, baby, and they tell us off the top, yeah, you can make this, you can make that, but once they come for you, game over, lights out. Do what you feel, do what you want to do, baby, but join the movement. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. Come on, come on.
In the street, no one's about you. In the street, no one can touch you. In the street, love
yeah,
if
yeah.
you want.
This track here is a track of knowledge, you feel me? Want all young brothers and sisters across America to understand that the drug game, the thug life, that's all washed up right now. Take heed, learn from players that done live that life, you feel me? Much love to my man, the real freeway Ricky Ross, Jeff Step down May 4th. We sending you much love out there to Cali, you feel me? Much love to everybody across state to state who roll with the movement. It's time to open your eyes up, people. It's time to rise up above all this street thing, you feel me? It's a better way. Let's do this.
It's moments like this when my back's against the fence that I say, fuck the fence. Life is test, I gotta go and get a bit. Got me caught up in moving shit, I'm strong. It started from my home, so I'm at home with pressures. Are we all alone when we born? We all alone when we die. We need to get our shit together. We can make it if we try. Can probably make it if you cry. But I hate it when you whine. And if all is true, it's up, and you can take it when you die. I'm on my grind, cause all I got is time. But maybe it's enough, but if it's not, then let me know. Cause I feel like I'm on bus, I'm overstuffed with propaganda. They should slander it. Lies, tried to slick the public and then wonder why there's crimes and murders on the rise, cause we ain't got a dime. Shit, I'ma hurt some fucking body, you can see it in my eyes. I lie awake sometimes at night and ponder how to get ahead, jump out of bed paranoid, I'm going backwards instead. Feel like my feet is full of lead, cause I just can't move, freestyle life off the head, cause I don't know what to do. I need to make a couple moves. Ooh, I need to make a couple moves. I need to make a couple moves, but I gotta stay free, cause each and everything I do and say affects my seed. Decide what's the truth, separated from fallacy. Separate what I want from the things that I need, and try to make a way for everything to be okay. Stay focused on my goals so you never stray away. Let the past be the past and your future's okay. Pay attention to the present, living in it every day. Come
now
on.
Let us all be checking back in with you. Like I said, it's that traffic knowledge that you young brothers and sisters understand. That hey, the street life, that's a dead issue, that's a dead game, that's all washed up. Let's get our life together, let's do what we need to do. Let's love more, hate none. RB, love, one. Much love to Lucinda, my manager, and my man LD. Let's do it. 100. Out.